DreamWorks' new animated film, The Trolls, comes out in a kinder, gentler time, back when the presidency was not in question and democracy seemed like a better idea. But here we have a wonderful escape from reality into a place where there exists a happy people of many different colors and sizes and desires, and these are the trolls. They sing, they dance, they have fun. They generally are a metaphor for the multicultural left in American politics and also in the urban environment of what is a largely divided and fractured country. They derive joy by performing and in celebrating their differences. There are these other creatures in the movie that are sort of like these giant, evil, unhappy people who have to try to derive joy by eating the trolls themselves, and that's how they experience happiness. It reminds one of the quote that George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic once said, which is that America eats its young. And in this case, the trolls are a metaphor for the young, multiracial and multicultural future of America. Now, how the movie gets to its final conclusion, which, as you can imagine, does not involve a bunch of baby eating, and how it sort of navigates this sort of Bergens, who would be the sort of reactionary past with a king and a queen, is by basically singing and dancing. They have a number of songs. Justin Timberlake is one of the trolls who is sort of the fearful, afraid to sing, and Anna Kendrick is the main sort of princess. There are Gwen Stefani, Zooey Deschanel, Russell Brand, lots of good voice acting. But what we see here is that in order to be happy and to really live in happiness, it takes the ability for everyone to sing the truth of their experience loud and loud enough that it reverberates throughout the world, and that includes those who have felt locked out, even if they all are sort of grumpy and are unable to sort of capture the joy that comes from the experience of the other. There were also a number of 80s songs, including Cyndi Lauper and Simon and Garfunkel, just a lot of nice cover songs by the trolls. So generally this is a happy, colorful movie, and the poster looks a lot like the LGBT flag. It's not an accident that this movie is a happy event in a time in which things seem uncertain. And so if there's something that you want to see that will make you just happy and remind you that not everything that is led by love and happiness, it has to be destroyed, the Trolls movie is there for you.